It's not us no more. What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So today I decided to do an episode from our cruise series because love in my life and in our life, it's so important. And I also decided to make this episode because I just watched one of my favorite cartoon series, which is Miraculous Ladybug. Yeah, I love that series. And before I started, I want to say that this series changed my life. I love it with my heart. And the truth is, I don't watch many movies or, you know, cartoon series, but the graphics of this series are amazing. Watching an episode, it's like watching a Disney movie. You know, the visual quality is really amazing for being a series, you know, for a series. Also, the scripts are amazing. The plot catch you. Each episode is beautiful and, you know, have that harmony. And this is thanks to a great work and production team, which I think is amazing. Besides this series, each one of its characters has personality and a story behind, and plus the diversity of the characters, that each one is different and from the other. And you know, I don't just talk about personality, but I also about culture. What I think it's great for children, because I think you can feel represented with some of the characters. You know, some characters are tall, short, all body types, all styles and smells, colors and flavors. They are different. And I just think that diversity in a series is very important, because these are other times, you know. This is 2020, and where the diversity is important and it's real no matter where you are in the world. So how do you say, like, hi, hello in French? It's like monsieur. Oh my god, I don't know. I want to learn French, like, you know, this is personal. You know how to say hi in French? Is I know that I know it, but I don't remember right now. So, okay, this is a French series written by Thomas Astruc, and I just think he's doing an incredible job, because the cartoons are mainly for a future generations, you know, and the message he wants to give us, beautiful. Like, okay, now I'm going to talk about why this episode isn't the cruise series, because, you know, I'm talking about cartoons and I don't want to give a lot of spoilers of this series, because if you ever watch the series, I want you to feel that magical emotion that I feel it in each episode, because it's amazing. Really, I love that series. You need to watch it, please watch it. So it turns out that in one episode, it is about what will happen if our protagonists were together. Because in this series, there is a type of love square that is difficult to explain without, you know, making a lot of spoilers. But as soon as you watch it, you will understand all the stuff. So that fact is that it turns out that because of a mistake, they become lovers, and practically thanks to that, the world is destroyed. So if the end of the world. So as soon as you watch this series, the only thing you want is that the protagonists, you know, the main characters are together. It's the only thing you want, because they are so cute and they look so, oh my god, I don't know how to explain my emotion. I want you feel that, so please watch that series. And every little romantic moment, and it's magical. It is not even as, you know, as romantic you appreciate it's a beautiful stone you found on the way. Well, yes, it turns out that in this episode we're giving what everyone was asking for from, you know, the producer for our protagonists, or our main characters to be together. And what happened next? If the end of the world, yeah. What happened if you and your crush are, you know, something? Yeah, the end of the world. Everyone want that. So, and okay, but it is an episode of what would happen if you, but it didn't really happen, but it did. So I hope you understand, because this is weird if you explain. You need to see this episode, but it's magical. It's, you know, Miraculous Ladybug. Please, please, it's amazing. I remember the first time when I, you know, saw that, it was like, oh, it's a cartoon. No, I'm so old for that. And oh, now I'm like, I feel like a little kid of, like a little kid of, you know, 5 years seeing that. And literally, I love that. I love that. And I feel happy again every time I see that TV show, like cartoon. So, okay, the point of this beautiful episode is that for everything, there is a time, okay? The first, you know, the perfect time exists. I love this series because it believes in soulmates, and I believe in soulmates. And, you know, I believe there is a perfect time too. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Okay, and this series has taught us that when someone is for you, it doesn't matter how far, you know, they take you away from this person, nor, you know, the obstacles of life. If that person is for you, he will be no matter what, but at the perfect time, because when you rush things, you create, you know, chaos and things don't work out. So, if anyone is listening to this episode, I want you to take each episode of, you know, of this episode as a sign from the universe, because my episodes are random, so this is your divine sign of waiting for the perfect moment, bitch. So, this is, you need to wait for that, because I don't want, you know, the world ends. So, you don't find love. It finds you. It's got a little bit to do with, you know, destiny, fate, and what's writing in the stars, period. So, wait for happiness. I promise it exists. You know, it might not feel like it right now, but one day you'll be content with who you are and where you are going. Life will just make sense. You know, you'll still have good days and bad days, but it's okay, because you'll know everything is as it should be. So I also wanted to do this episode because a few days ago, she, and you know who she is, you know, she posted this. Okay, with my voice. Anyways, I can't wait to find my person, someone that wants me as much I want it. Oh my God. When I read that, I freak it out. Really. First, I thought, oh my God, I am the person destiny gave me that sign. I also thought, wait, wait for me. I will come to your life, but not today, the perfect moment. So, and I have a few words of comfort for you. I hope, you know, there are days when your coffee tastes like magic, your playlist makes your dance, strangers make you smile, and the night sky touch your soul. I hope you fall in love with being alive again, okay? I am here. I'm gonna come, but not today. No, tomorrow. Someday. You need to wait the perfect moment. You know, life is approaching us little by little to the love of our life. But it is slow. And we have to help if we want it to be fast. We have to stop giving it problems, okay? I think of it as a lot of, you know, a tree. You know, if the leaf will fall down the tree when it's ready. It doesn't matter if it rains a lot, but it's very hot. It is windy, yeah, the leaf will fall when it's ready. And that's why after a, you know, hurricane, there are still leaves on the trees, okay? It's because they take your time. No matter how, no matter what, everything has a time. But, well, we have, you know, reached the end of the episode. So, a reminder, each of my episodes is a divine sign from the universe, because each of my episodes is, you know, programmed to be at the perfect sign. Literally, they are programming for, like, me, how do you say when uploading? So, you know, it's for the perfect time, and everything is aligned with the stars, okay? Everything. Wait for the perfect time, and Miraculous Ladybug is the best cartoon series in the world. If you want to try something new and are open-minded, try it to see. Okay, that is it's really, I promise, gonna be the best cartoon you're gonna see. Maybe, you know. And, oh my god, I'm so sorry for that. And, see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye-bye.